everybody. Happy Monday. It's a good day. It is a good day. It's going to be a good day.
It
really, really
day.
Is. Mock showed me this great video before we got on today of a bunch of dudes dancing at a wedding. They're all going to the buffet line, you know? And I was like, it's going to be our meet and greet. We're going to get some music going. They're all like in their hats. And I was like, we're going to do this at our meet and greet. I kind of want to do it, but she wouldn't let me, like, well, she didn't want to play it because of all the copyright crap.
I do want to play it. I want to play it more than you can even possibly imagine, but I just know how the copyright monsters are. We always get in trouble. And so anytime there's music, I get worried about playing it. But anyway, it just made me really happy this morning.
I forgot to start my audio, Ma.
Oh, you need and to Valen's, start your recording.
Valen's going to be mad at me. So just like start sit tight for me for one. Just keep talking about stupid crap for 1 second and then I'll start it. Okay,
How
hold on.
How dare you suggest that what I was talking about All was right. stupid?
All right, we're going now. Now we're going. Okay, Valen, we started the audio. Okay, here we go. Okay.
And just in time to remind everybody to make sure that they take advantage of the great offer from My Patriot Supply. If you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you can save $150 on the 3-month emergency food kit. This is the kit that you can store for 25 years. It's chock full of delicious, good food. And you know that you're protected in the event of a disaster, a shortage, an emergency, whatever. Yeah. You know you've got emergency food supply on hand that will not go bad. And it's also delicious. Why would you not want to have that peace of mind? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And you need to do it. You need to do it because you in danger, girl.
That's right. you in danger, girl.
It's true.
Make sure you got your food kit. Preparewiththechicks.com. So excited to show you my name today.
Oh my God. It's a great, great name. Really great name.
Like
all weekend, and then you just hear watching stuff about her. She's on suicide watch, isn't she?
Or she's on suicide
is she dead
watch.
Yet? Is she dead no. or is she on suicide? Okay, she's
just
on
the watch.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, has she been suicided? Or
right.
is she?
She's
she
just
is on
the
watch. All right, got it.
I saw that headline and I was like, oh, I feel like I could play with that name a little bit.
Look at me doing a funny. Look at me. Okay, you guys, okay. Make sure, are you done with your ad? Are you done?
I am done.
Okay, it was a great ad. It was really
Thanks.
Great. And you guys, make sure that you check out our website, chicksonride.com. It's where all things chicks come from. It's the nucleus, if you will. It's the chicks nucleus. Check it out. It's a great site. I'm so
and
proud
like,
of it.
Massive apologies for how borked there are some of it is right now.
Really?
I know
it's borky.
For some, for some people, they're missing posts. They're not seeing recent posts, even though we've been posting through the weekend. They're not showing up for some people. We have messages into our tech team. We're hoping that those issues get sorted out very, very quickly. But if you follow us on literally any social media that we're linking to our posts from, you will see the new and like most up-to-date posts. So you'll
we're just excited. We're just excited to have a tech team. So that's a start.
That is very, very exciting indeed. Okay. All right. Let's get to the big fat news, which is of course that SCOTUS made its decision on the Roe v. Wade overruling right after we got done with our show last week. And I thought the best way to kick it off our discussion about it anyway, would be to, I found a TikTok of a guy that explains from a constitutional perspective exactly why this decision happened and kind of breaks it down into a nice 2-minute explanation. And so I thought we would just start out by having him explain why it's the right decision that this ruling has returned this decision back to the states. Are you ready?
Paragraphs are the most important, in my opinion, in this decision. We do not pretend to know how our political system or society will respond to today's decision overruling Roe and Casey. And even if we could foresee what will happen, we would have no authority to let that knowledge influence our decision. We only do our job, which is to interpret the law, apply longstanding principles of stare decisis, and decide this case accordingly. We therefore hold that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey must be overruled, and the right and authority to regulate abortion must be returned to the people and their elected representatives. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. We have democratic institutions for how we elect our elected representatives, but we are a constitutional republic. The thing that you're going to hear from the corporate mainstream media, from the left, from progressives, is that we lost the right for a woman to have an abortion with this ruling. That is not the case. The truth is, the founders knew that we are born with an uncountable number of rights. What the Constitution does is it lays out a specific set of rights that the government cannot infringe upon on a federal level. This means that abortions will still happen in states that allow it. This kicks back that decision to where it should have been the entire time, at the state level. When slavery ended, we amended the Constitution. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments all deal with slavery. Here's my main point. If you think that there should be a constitutional right to an abortion, then organize all the people that agree with you and go and amend the Constitution. I hope you fail, because I believe that all life is precious. God bless America, and God bless the fact that we have a constitutional republic instead of mob rule pure democracy.
Yeah, and you hear about that a lot lately. You hear about that from people who are in charge, is that we have a democracy. No, we freaking don't. Like, it drives me crazy when I hear that. We do have a constitutional republic. So maybe freaking read it. Like, read the Constitution, you know, read the Federalist Papers, read these things and understand what our country actually is. And then maybe, like, get on TikTok and spew things out of your face, you know?
Like, at least know what you're spewing first.
Right. I mean, because I've seen so much shit this weekend, and it is just that. It is shit. I've seen so much of that from all these, like, I don't know. I want to say a lot of people. I don't even want to say it's just millennials, but it's a lot of people who are just so sorely misinformed. Yeah. And it's because they, you know, and I blame a lot of it on our educational system, because a lot of these people, they don't even, if you would have asked them before we showed them that video, they don't even know that we live in a constitutional republic.
Well, it doesn't help that Joe Biden comes out and blatantly lies. Like, right. his statement was to say the Supreme Court took away a right from women. I mean, the way that he even positioned it was just an outright lie.
It's probably because he doesn't know we live in a constitutional republic, Mark. Our own president doesn't know
where he lives.
No, he doesn't know who he is. I mean, this is the thing. Our president, that's the condition of our country right now. It's just, we are living in a time where the people who are in charge don't know any of these things. They don't know history. They don't know what we're living. They don't know that we're, they don't know. They don't know our Constitution. And that is terrifying. I mean, it's not just terrifying, but it's also heartbreaking, you know? Because those are the people who should know it the most. And I just shake my head and I'm like, oh, God.
These are the people that, like, always clutch their pearls about, you know, confidence in our institutions being so on the decline, when they are constantly creating the lack of confidence. It's ridiculous. And so here's a perfect example. We'll just kick it off with Nancy Pelosi, shall we?
Oh, my God,
she was so devastated, you guys. She could not even bear to say good morning.
There's no point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one. This morning, the radical Supreme Court is eviscerating Americans' rights and endangering their health and safety. But the Congress will continue to act to overcome this extremism and protect the American people. Today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved their dark, extreme.
I mean, there's a perfect example. She immediately calls out the Supreme Court for being Republican and extreme and radical. And then we've got AOC and I'll show you Maxine Waters too. These are the craziest among the Democrats who are literally tearing down our institutions. So they don't get to be like, oh, Trump threatened democracy. That is what they're doing on a daily basis. Here's AOC screaming into a mic about telling people to get in the streets and that this is an illegitimate court.
Okay. So do we get to like investigate her for being a domestic terrorist? Seriously. Right? Because I mean, the DOJ went against, you know, moms just what, a year ago? I mean, seriously, what the hell? And Maxine Waters is a perfect example of that because she's been calling for this crap for how long now? I mean, seriously, when did they get investigated? For real? Yeah, I mean,
they're inciting insurrections.
Right. And Kavanaugh just had an assassination attempt, for crying out loud. Nobody gave a crap about that. This is unreal what's happening in our country. It's just unreal. It was unconstitutional, y'all. I mean, Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional 50 years ago. That's all. That's all it was. It returns to the states. That's it. Their precious abortions don't go away. That's what's so... it's just baffling to me when I watched all the hyperbole this weekend, you know, chicks freaking out because they're like, oh my God, if I have an ectopic pregnancy, I'm gonna like be thrown in jail. You're insane. You're a lunatic. Stop it. You sound like a crazy person. So stop with, I mean, you're off the rails. You need to take a deep breath and calm down because your precious ability to kill your baby has not gone away. It's not gone away. If anything, I think in some of these states, it's probably gonna, you know, it's gonna go to the nth degree. Right. You know, places like California, they're gonna become a destination state for, you know, abortion now, because seriously, they're gonna be known for that.
It's like New York wants to be, like they're already advertising as such.
Totally. It's like, it's gross, but that's what, you know, California, New York and Colorado and some of these places, they're going to be known for being an abortion destination state. It's the ability to do it is not going to go away. It's not, that's not what's happening. And I see so many women out there saying, I can't get an abortion anymore. That is simply not true. It's just not true. And there are so many things that are being posted out there on social media that are simply not true. And it's maddening.
Well, and it's just to create fear. I mean, the whole goal is to create more fear when there is no reason to have this fear. Anyway, here's another clip from AOC in which she is talking about she's deciding that she gets to say whether or not some Democrats who are pro-life even get to serve in office. This is unreal. Look at this.
Also, if you live in a blue area, when people say go vote, that should include primary elections too. Because the thing that a lot of people don't like to talk about is the fact that not every Democrat is pro-choice. Okay, so the ones that aren't, we really need to reassess if it's appropriate for them to continue to serve in 2022.
What in the world? How does she just get to say that?
Wow, just like root them out, right? Root them out. She might as well have a torch in her hand and like be going through the streets trying to find the people that are actually for life, right? I mean, God forbid you be for life and in the Democrat Party. You can't. I didn't think there were any left in the Democrat Party that actually stood for life. I'm actually shocked by that.
Yeah, there
are
a few.
I really am shocked by that because I didn't think there were any left. Because they took what? I mean, listen, it's not even, I was going to say they took God out of their platform, but it's not even a God thing anymore. It's not. Because I know people who are, she's digging for China again. Sorry. But I know people who are agnostic, people who are just not even religious, people who are, I don't know, dare I say atheists, who are just people who are like libertarian, you know, not even like God people who are pro-life. Just because they're like, it's not okay
to murder people.
It's not okay to murder a baby, you know? I mean, it's like, what? It's just, that's right from wrong, okay?
Yeah.
Hello.
I mean, you would think that this is that. And that's the thing is whenever you hear somebody try to say that this is a religious thing, you're it's immediately not. Discarding all kinds of people who are not religious, right. who are also pro-life. You can right. actually be pro-life and think murder is wrong without it having anything to do with religion. Shocker. Mm-hmm. I know, but that totally. Is the case. You guys, have you gotten your gold subscription yet? It is time. If you have not decided to think about expanding or differentiating or diversifying your financial portfolio, or if you've always thought, you know, maybe I should add some gold, some actual physical gold to my portfolio, Acre Gold is the way to do it. This is why we love Acre, because you can pay monthly. You can choose an amount, $50, $100, $250. And depending on the amount you choose, you're going to earn bars of gold varying in size, depending on your subscription amount. And then they just send it to you as you earn it. So you get it to have and hold and keep at home in your safe, in your safety deposit box. And it's kind of like a layaway where you're not just shelling out a bunch of money for a bar of gold that you may not be able to afford all in one fell swoop. It's a subscription. And so as you earn it, they send it to you. You keep stockpiling it. It's a really, really good way to have gold in your portfolio. It's getacregold.com/shit.
And make sure that you guys are following or not following, or just make sure you check us out on Facebook Insiders and check them out. And check out our locals folks too at chicksontheright.locals.com because they're awesome, awesome, awesome.
Awesome. And there's exclusive content there, by the way. All right, let's get to Maxine Waters basically saying the Supreme Court, this again, this is somebody that is devaluing or delegitimizing our institutions that Democrats always get so upset about. But when it's them doing it, it's fine. Here she is openly saying everyone should just defy the Supreme Court. Like, that's not going to cause problems. We already have total lawlessness out there. And she's right. basically encouraging more of it. Listen to this.
See this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions.
What the hell is she talking about? What does this have to do with skin color? This woman is a freaking lunatic. Seriously, what does this have to do with race at all? Why does she have to bring that into it? Why does she always have to bring race into it? Good Lord. And she's inciting violence. Furthermore, yeah. that's what she's doing. She's always inciting violence. That's all this woman does. Why is she still doing anything ever? Like, why is she in office? Why do these people still keep electing her? Seriously, you get the government you deserve, I guess. But
oh my
for
God.
Real.
She's been there for absolute ever.
Yeah, exactly.
What a case giving, for remember, term limits right there.
Yeah, exactly. Remember we've done stories on her where she like funnels money to her daughter. She's just one of the most corrupt women in Washington. She's so corrupt. And then she like calls for violence. And it's like, yeah, okay, again, DOJ, investigate her. What a nightmare that woman is.
She's awful. And she's not the only one. I mean, she's obviously a prominent congressperson inciting violence, essentially. But this decision had the randos coming out en masse too, also calling for violence. I mean, we heard there's been protests all over, some more violent than others. You know, happily at this point, it doesn't seem to have escalated to the point that the whole BLM crazy in the summer of 2020 went. And I hope that it stays and even calms down further. The one blessing about this, I guess, is that it's happened in June, so that there is still plenty of time prior to November for people to just calm their asses down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about, because I honestly don't think it's going to be the issue. I think that Democrats want it to be the issue, which is why I think it was leaked. You know, I think that that's precisely why. We still don't know who the leaker is. And I
which
don't
is
think we're ever going to
me.
Yeah, we're never going to know who that person is. We're never going to know because no one's pushing it. No one's pressing who that is. That person needs to be in jail, right? And then yeah. at the very least, lose their whatever license that they had, because you know that person was on the inside. There's some sort of a clerk or a lawyer or whatever. And they're probably still working and being paid by the federal. We're paying that person probably. Really, Mac Daddy salary. They're probably getting benefits or whatever, which is just absurd. But that leaker, we don't know who they are. And it was done on purpose with purpose. This was. And you know it was done for political reasons. And they wanted it to come out to make, you know, the right look terrible. And it's because they're flailing on the left, because everything yeah. else, this is obviously a distraction for all of the crap that they've done on the left, which is awful. They've done a piss poor job. The country's in the shitter right now. It's a complete dumpster fire. America is. There's nothing that's going right for Biden, absolutely zero. And so they can come out and say, oh my God, they're taking women's rights away. I mean, how many times have we seen this stuff?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because Axios's Jonathan Swain was talking to Martha McCallum exactly about how this is the Democrat strategy going into the elections. Right. And so I'll play it real quick because it's a pretty short clip, and then we can discuss whether or not we think that's going to work. Here it is.
Inside the White House, they've been preparing for this since the leak happened, since the leak came out at the start of May of the decision. They immediately saw, in terms of the political dimensions of it, they saw this as their best opportunity to energize Democratic voters this year. The guns issue was another one, but that's sort of been neutered a little bit because of the bipartisan deal on the Hill. So to the extent that they have an issue that can rev up their base has been very depressed. They've got probably the most horrible political environment for Democrats in a decade. This issue has been, to some extent, a life raft for them. So they're going to do a full court press on this. The vice president has a really prominent role in this. She's been meeting with pro-choice groups almost every week since that leak happened. And they're going to mobilize their political and outside infrastructure to get as much political bang for their buck as they can out of this decision. Yeah.
I hope they trot Kamala out as often as possible, because she is a yeah. disaster communicator.
Yeah, but really, I mean, it doesn't really matter with a lot of these 20-something TikTokers, honestly. That's who they're going to get. Because remember, that's who they got during the Obama years, is they went after the young people. And this time they're going after the young women. The mm-hmm. young women who are, oh my God, my rights are being taken away. I mean, this is the thing. This, because I see it. Mock. I mean, you see it too. Mm-hmm. We see these girls who are, I mean, it's like the 20 something, early 30s. They're all freaking out thinking, oh my God, I'm never like bodily autonomy. And it's so important. And I'm a feminist. And so this is it. And they're all, listen, before they weren't really paying attention. They have no idea they live in a constitutional republic. They don't even know what the Constitution is, have these chicks, right? But they're all, and they don't know any of this stuff. They've not been taught any of this stuff. They couldn't like find civics from a hole in the ground, right? But now all of a sudden they're like paying attention. They're paying attention when they haven't been paying attention to $7 freaking gas, because they're fine, right? A lot of them have daddy's credit card, and then now they're like paying attention to, oh God, bodily autonomy. This is the kind of stuff that they care about. And so I think they think that this is the crowd that they can get. And they have boyfriends or whoever, you know, guys in their age group who will pay attention to this stuff too, because a lot of those guys are feminists as well, you know? So, I mean,
so many of them that are calling for a sex strike, right? There's like this giant movement to say, even if you're married, like there are women that are saying, if you care about women's rights and women's rights to bodily autonomy, then you need to stop having sex until men who want to have sex get vasectomies. And that has to be the law. That has to be the rule for everybody. And I'm just like, you realize that hurts women. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a self-defeating, idiotic strike. And it just, I've never understood why women do this. It's so.
Yeah. Well, you and I, side note, have done, I think we've talked about in the past how I don't think millennials of this generation have as much sex as people did in the 80s anyway. Remember, we've talked about that. So it's not like that huge of a give up anyway, is it? I mean, you know, whatever. That's They're just true. Like, whatever, who cares? I just won't have sex. It doesn't matter, you know, but I'll go on strike. It's no big deal. And then, you know, whatever. I mean, but here's the thing. It's like, this is, I think they think that they can get this group, this demo of youngsters, you know, and get them all riled up. And this is like the new and improved Obama, like 2.0 group of kids. As we saw this, it's like we've lived this before. It's just a new issue, you know, and it's a new batch of young kids that are pissed off, you know, and it's,
I don't know if there's enough of them to sway an election. I feel like these are the kids that were already going to vote Democrat anyway. And so I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be a winning strategy. I feel like there is a lot of time between now and November. They can try to galvanize and trot Kamala out there. I don't know that it's going to help. Right now, of course, these chicks are psycho. Here's a perfect example of one of the randos that I was mentioning earlier, who's openly now calling for violence. And you don't see anybody taking this video down. You don't see the FBI going after her. And yet she's openly saying, I am calling for violence. Look at this.
I'm convinced we need to burn it all down. Because at this point, I don't know what else we're supposed to do. I'm advocating for violence. I am advocating for violence because there are people that are doing a really bad job. But the problem with the job is, even though they're doing such a bad job, they do this job until they die. So we're just supposed to sit back and let these people do a really bad job and have really seriously negative consequences on millions of people. And we're supposed to do what? Sit on the sidelines? Light it on fire. We're lighting it on.
Yeah, but you know what you should do? Like the DOJ should investigate like moms who are concerned about their kids' schools, you know, and going in and asking about curriculum. They should investigate those moms as domestic terrorists. But this chick who wants to light it on fire, just let it go. Just let it totally go. She's fine.
That seems fine.
It's totally fine. Yeah. I mean, God, it's unreal.
By the way, if these people are thinking Joe Biden is voting for Joe Biden again is the answer, they should probably look back to what Joe Biden himself said about abortion not terribly, terribly long ago when he was still of rational mind. Look at this.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
So weird. Remember when Hillary used to say that crap too?
Yeah.
Remember when everybody used to say that? Remember?
I
and now
remember.
It's like, celebrate it. Yeah. It's like safe, legal, and rare has become celebrated, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, we all need to shout it from the rooftops. That's what it is now. It's like, now it's birth control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's like,
and because there is so much birth control available, contraception is so widely available. There's really no reason, especially because, and I know some conservatives get bent out of shape about Plan B and morning after pills and all that. I don't, because I would much rather people use those methods of contraception and immediately like Plan B emergency contraception than I would have them wait until there's a, you know, an actual baby, fully formed baby that they want to off. You know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to make some compromises here, and so should everybody. The people that are afraid that contraception is somehow going to be banned now are out of their freaking minds. That is a fear tactic.
Right. That's not going to happen. And we wrote about that in our book. We wrote about Plan B in our book. Well, you're welcome to read it. There's like a whole chapter on all this stuff. But there's that. And then, yeah, there are people who are saying that contraception isn't available. It is available. It's widely available. You can get it. I mean, like, it's at family clinics and everywhere. It's widely available. And then, you know, people are saying it's not going to be available anymore and it's somehow going to be illegal. That is also a lie. I've been seeing like memes flying around about that too. What in the world? Like, where are they getting this stuff? Where are they getting it? Like, is this where is this information coming from, where all of a sudden these people are spewing this stuff out of their faces and they're saying contraception is not going to be available, ectopic pregnancies, like you're going to be arrested if you have an ectopic pregnancy, and then, or you're going to die because a medical practitioner is not going to operate, they're not going to perform any procedure on you. Your husband's going to be like wifeless if you have an ectopic pregnancy. What kind of madness is this? This is what the kind of stuff that I'm seeing floating around, and I'm like, stop it. Just stop. If you're a rational human being, stop putting this stuff out in the world, because it's just, it's not rational. And people are being completely irrational this weekend. And I hate seeing that stuff being put out there.
Speaking of this whole ectopic pregnancy, you sent a fantastic video from an OBGYN who wanted to address this issue head on, because this is one of the most unbelievable pieces of misinformation that's traveling amongst progressive circles right now. And she's putting a stop to it, and she does it in such a perfect, concise way. Here it is.
My name is Dr. Christina Francis, and I'm a board-certified OBGYN. And despite having just finished 24 hours at the hospital taking care of moms and their babies, I felt like I needed to get on here to clear something up. Treating ectopic pregnancies or miscarriages or other life-threatening conditions in pregnancy is not the same thing as an abortion. This is very important to clear up, because I know that many women out there are feeling fearful today that they might not be able to receive life-saving care if they need it. As a pro-life OBGYN who's practiced my entire career in hospitals that did not do abortions, I have never been prevented from being able to provide excellent health care to my patients and take care of these kind of conditions in pregnancy. And that's because the only intent of an abortion is to produce a dead baby. That's not the intent when we intervene to save a woman's life if she has a ruptured ectopic pregnancy or she's going through a miscarriage. Again, my heart is breaking that women are being made to feel fearful by the misinformation that's out there. Instead, women deserve to be empowered with information, and they and their children deserve to receive excellent health care. And that's what we're trying to do, and we'll be able to continue to do, regardless of what each individual state does with the abortion laws.
I mean,
yep,
that was perfect.
I mean, it's like, that's the only intent of an abortion is to produce a dead baby. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. That's all you need to know. Everything else will be treated. So stop it.
Yeah. Just stop with the fear-mongering bullcrap.
Right.
Because it's not helpful. It's not helpful to anybody.
Check out our friends at mypillow.com/chicks. Because you guys, the slippers and the moccasins and the squeezy kitten fur technology on mega, mega sale. And you want to stock up. You want to get all your birthdays taken care of, all your Christmas presents taken care of. Now is the time. Everybody loves these slippers. They are universally loved, and there's good reason. Check them out, mypillow.com/chicks.
Okay, now it is time for your sack of whack attack.
Okay. I got sent this by two people, including you. And so I feel like I have to put it out there. I mean, it's like, obviously. So there's a chick who is attracted to a fence. She's apparently dating a fence. And so I don't know. Okay, she has a TikTok. Her name is Miss Taya. So it's MISTAIAH. Her name is Erica Labrie. She became famous for marrying the Eiffel Tower. After a documentary about her attraction to inanimate objects was released. And she, I guess there's a clip in the documentary, she's seen straddling a red fence. And apparently she fell in love with this fence. She was pleasantly talking to the camera about her attraction. And she's like, I didn't expect to find a fence like this here at all. And then she was like, oh my God, I love the shape of it. I love the angles. I love everything about it. And so she decided that she was in love with the fence. She's like, fences are dangerous objects because they're so perfect in their geometry. I say there's a lot of physical
stuff.
She's
funking us, right? Like, she married the Eiffel Tower and that was funny. We get it.
I don't know.
But like, now is it just, now she just is trying to stay in the news?
I don't know. She's just like, I'm definitely physically attracted to this fence and I would like to get to know this fence better. So she goes on to talk directly to the fence, saying that the fence is sweet. And then they're all like, you're whack. You know, like all these people are commenting and they're saying that she's completely weird. And then so there was a user on there that was joking. And he was like, fence, blink twice if you need help, somebody was saying. I mean, people are just joking with her. But she apparently has, there's a name for this. It's called, she is an objectum sexual. So like instead of being asexual, bisexual, whatever, pansexual, like, or Miley Cyrus sexual, whatever she is. she's an objectum sexual. So she's attracted to things. We've talked about people like this before, right? Like people who are attracted to cars and stuff like that. I guess it's easier than having a regular relationship with a human being. Cause you know,
but like, did she divorce the Eiffel Tower? Like, or is she having an extramarital affair now?
I guess. I mean, it's not like the Eiffel Tower is going to be able to hire a lawyer though and sue her, you know? So
that's true.
I guess she could just move on and it's okay. Again, it's a lot easier, right? So she's having a relationship with a fence, a red fence, you guys. A red one, world. Because hashtag geometry. So there you go. So that's happening.
And I world.
Really appreciate the tip there, also from another person that sent that to me. So apparently everybody wanted me to talk about that today. So there you go. That's your whack. Happy Monday, everybody. All right, you guys, everybody bring it in. It's Monday. Monday. Uh-oh. Here come the mongrels. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. God. Oh, God. Here they come. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Astrid is such a violent lover, you guys. She's violent. Very violent. She's here for the love. Okay, you guys. Oh, God. All right. It's everywhere. She turned her and hooched me, you guys. You guys, everybody have a fantastic Monday. Make it count. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn joins me to discuss her efforts to protect our military from the left's woke agenda and the effort to separate parents from children. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. Senator Blackburn also explains how our skyrocketing energy costs could soon lead to food shortages, all because President Biden refuses to acknowledge reality. Join us. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.